It was a decade or so ago when I was invited to a reunion down in Navasota that I'll never forget. A reunion of former, I mean really, really former broadcasters of WTAW. Back in the infant years of our station, when it aired out of the YMCA building at A&M and then the administration building. Dick Bolin, Conrad Behring Jr., Tom Gernay, and John Holman. They're all gone now, but the memories I was able to capture from that reunion are still precious ones. Dick Bolin even brought along some old vinyl records of their WTAW broadcast that I could not play until I was able to find a turntable that played 78 RPM. Well, I eventually found one, and we were able to hear treasures like this.
College Station, Texas, April 24th, 1947. Dick Bolin talking. Perry Como is going to be a judge in Sammy Kaye's 1947 search for the best amateur band leader in the land. The contestants have been graded for many consecutive weeks, and finals will be held in Carnegie Hall on June 30th. Regional winners will travel to New York from the West, Midwest, South, and East, all expenses paid, to compete for the national title and $1,000 in cash. And that's the music news till now.
Dick Bolin passed away in 2013, but I'm so grateful that I was able to meet him and visit with him and talk about those days in the mid-1940s and how much he enjoyed doing radio on WTAW from the A&M campus.
Well, I remember it as something that, for me, relieved the strong, hard military life of the time on the campus. It was a way I got a break to do something different, completely out of this world. One night, John Rosser called me from Dallas, and I was a freshman in my dorm, so it was pretty hard to get to a phone in those days. But they called and said, there's a phone call for you. So I went, and he called. He says, you're going to do the Texas Farm and Home program tomorrow morning at 6. I had never done it before, and it originated, as you know, in the YMCA building in those days. At the time, we were sharing time with KTBC in Austin, and we had very little, and they had a lot.
Dick Bolin even recalled putting a great group from Rhone's Prairie live on the radio.
I handled the Sunday morning program from 8:30 to about 10, I think. And the feature of that, regular live feature, was the Rhone's Chapel Singers, who came from Rhone's, Rhone's Prairie. And they always showed up at 15 minutes before airtime, and they had written down a list of the names of their songs. And I knew them by heart, and I knew the people, and they were good singers. They made their living going around doing weddings and funerals and everything else in the community there. Always enjoyed that.
After A&M, Conrad Behring was the news director at KFDM in Beaumont. But he remembers one time when Vox Pops, it was a talk show out of Houston. They came to College Station to do their show. That was a big time deal.
The father of all talk shows, radio, television, was a fellow by the name of Parks Johnson. And he, they were living in Houston, had on KTRH a program called Vox Pop, Voice of the People. And it was the first time radio had been taken out on the street and they interviewed people. And when the war came along, and he said, you know, if you could get us an invitation, we'd like to bring the pro. By them, it was the top program on CBS at night. We would like to bring Vox Pop to A&M. So they came on May the 5th, 1942, and put on a terrific show interviewing Aggies.
We're not through with this look back. No, next Bravo Brazos Valley, we'll hear more from the late old-timers of WTAW. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.